I'd like to apologize for my English, but it's not my native language, and because of that, I must read. My experience is only limited, and the results of our work cannot be presented in the form of statistical research, but I will attempt to outline how naprotechnology arrived in Poland and a few real examples from clinical practice in infertility treatment. I would like to emphasize that throughout my 20 years career of in obstetrics and gynecology, I did not really work in the field of infertility treatment until recently. I worked on an OBGYN ward and in a day surgery that would cover a whole range of OBG issues from cytology to colposcopy, pregnancy management, birth and surgical treatments. I would recommend natural family planning to my patients as an alternative to contraception, but always indicating that what is most important and best is to welcome and give birth to children rather than avoid the conception at all cost. At the beginning of my career in 1989, gynecology was presented to me not as a specialty, but as a specific mentality associated first and foremost with carrying out abortions and applying other methods of birth control, tube ligation, IUD, birth control pills. Infertility treatment was presented as a way of crossing multiple ethical boundaries, starting with instructing patients to masturbate to provide sperm samples for analysis, via attempts to insemination, and ending with IVF. The end of the 20th century heralded a new language in gynecology and infertility treatment. Concepts such as reproductive medicine and assisted reproductive techniques started to be promoted, and the association between these words and cattle breeding, veterinary practice, and zootechnology is obvious to many people. I was fortunate in that I could do my work without being forced to carry out procedures and actions which were opposed to my ethical convictions. And I never imagined I would ever concentrate on infertility treatment for the reasons I mentioned above. Finally, I would like to emphasize that I wouldn't be here where I am as a man, husband, and father, and I certainly wouldn't not be a gynecologist if not the graces I have received over the last 27 years from the Catholic Church, especially through the No Catechumenate Wait, guiding on the path on conversions, the path of faith. I came across the concept of naprotechnology, a modern gynecological science which had adopted a different foundational value system that had been adopted by the mainstream for the first time on the website of the Institute of Paul VI in 2004. I would like to give an outline of the development of naprotechnology in Poland. Its buoyant growth is something we owe mainly to the help of the Church. Several bishops, priests, as well as many lay people engaged in the pastoral care of families. This will be promotional support as well as financial help, especially at the beginning. The support became very strong in the wake of ongoing political debates about implementative legislative regulations of RTs, especially IVF, and the push for state health funding for IVF. Poland still has no bioethics legislature, no other necessary pieces of legislature. Naprotechnology has become the response, the alternative to be promoted, adopted by many to counter the left-wing agenda of full liberalization of public funding for ARTs. In May 2007, Mrs. Janina Filipczuk invited Professor Thomas Hilges from Omaha, his wife Susan, as well as Professor Joseph Stanford from Salt Lake City as speakers to Congress of Ecological Medicine in Jagiellonian University in Krakow. In October, Dr. Phil Boy came to speak at international conference entitled Gynecology, Ethical Hence Human, organized by Professor Hazan and Maria Shirodon on behalf of the Mater Care International. He presented naprotechnology and his experiences in Ireland. In the same year, the first Polish practitioner and doctor, Mrs. Agnieszka Pietrusińska, Dr. Piotr Klimas, started their training in Crichton model in naprotechnology in the United States. The John Paul II Foundation Institute for Marital Infertility Treatment was established by me in April 2008. We asked our Archbishop, who has recently departed from us, for a blessing. Shortly afterwards, the foundation organized a conference in Homel, in Belarusia, entitled Gynecology and Obstetrics and the Teaching of the Catholic Church. It was therefore the first time ever we spoke on the subject of naprotechnology in Belarusia. The John Paul II Foundation. Then several Polish doctors had the possibility to join international naprotechnology conferences in Galway and in Rome in 2008. At the end of November 2008, the foundation hosted the first course in the Crichton model fertility care system, which was run by team by Mrs. Janina Filipczuk, and I saw Mrs. Margaret O'Neill here. She is also present at our town. On March 2009, a Mater Care conference entitled Naprotechnology, Medical and Ethical Challenges in Modern Gynecology, with Dr. Boyle as a speaker, gathered over 500 delegates, including 84 doctors, from whom 44 were gynecologists of the National Gynecology Obstetric Section of Polish Catholic Medical Association. Then, in an international conference entitled Naprotechnology, Lublin 2009, hosted Professor Hilgers, Professor Stanford, Dr. Boyle, Dr. Stegman, several professors from Poland. It took place in Lublin. The conference had approximately 300 participants, including 150 medical doctors from all parts of Poland, Belarus, Germany, and Ukraine. In October 2009, the foundation enabled the first courses for participants from Ukraine, including the medical consultant and the practitioner. On February 2010, I have gave a presentation of naprotechnology to a session of the Bioethics Commission of Moscow Patriarchate in Moscow. In October, Dr. Dzioba gave presentation on naprotechnology in Lviv, in Ukraine. In 2010, thanks to the efforts of Professor Hazan and Dr. Klimas in the Hospital of Holy Family in Warsaw, prepared to be the position to offer surgical interventions in accordance with the protocols developed by naprotechnology. A KTP laser for the vaporization of endometriosis was purchased, and several doctors went to Omaha to train in the use of laser techniques for infertility treatment. At present, we have 20 medical consultants and medical consultant interns working and training in Poland, supported by approximately 50 fertility care practitioners and FCP interns. The Fertility Care Center of Poland is being currently constituted under the leadership of Dr. Klimas. A Polish edition of training materials is currently also in the pipeline. It is also my honor to present the Fides et Ratio Medal, which was awarded by the University Fides et Ratio Association to Dr. Philip Boyle. The Fides et Ratio Association reminds us the encyclical by John Paul II, both in its name and its actions and the back of the medal has an inscription that faith and reason are like two wings, which is a reference to the introduction to the encyclical. Faith and reason are like two wings on which the human spirit rises to the contemplation of truth, and God has placed it in the human heart a desire to know the truth, in a word, to know himself, so that by knowing and loving God, men and women may also come to the fullness of truth about themselves. This medal I'm now presenting was also awarded to Professor Thomas Hilgers, Mrs. Jaina Filipczu, Dr. Plimas and me last week, 19th March 2011. I would like to express my great gratitude for the work and help of Dr. Boyle in the development of NPT in Poland, his many journeys to Poland, his openness and hospitality to Polish practitioners and doctors. There would be no naprotechnology in Poland if not for Dr. Boyle. We are very grateful to you.
Thank you.
And some case presentations. I would like to present a few concrete examples of my work, despite my overall very limited experiences in naprotechnology. Though it's still too early for statistical data, I can confirm that within my own practice, we have achieved 64 confirmed pregnancies with treatment according to naprotechnology. The couple number one, the woman aged 36, man aged 33, infertility for 2 years. Diagnosis on commencement of treatment was male infertility. Sperm sample was sperm count 2 million per mil. Motility A, 0, B, 8%. Normal morphology of sperm only 1%. But leukocytes in the sperm were 3.9 million per milliliter. Earlier clinical interventions were IUI, fivefolds with donor sperm, and IVF in 2009, transfer of 3 embryos. The Crichton model system, they started from August 2010, diagnosis with NPT for husband. We have done sperm microculture, it was staphylococcus, and we did the treatment with doxycyclinum, ciprofloxacin for 20 days. Sperm sample after treatment, it was enhanced with 6 million of sperm, the mobility the same, morphology the same, elevated viscosity in this second analysis. Next treatment for men, it was tamoxifen, undestor, coenzyme Q10, L-carnitine, pycnogenol, acetylcysteine. Diagnosis for wife. It was functional hyperprolactinemia. It's common in Poland. We found this condition. It was fasting prolactin 24, and after the functional test with metoclopramide 10 milligrams after an hour, it was near 10 times more, and the treatment was bromocriptine 1.25 milligrams at bedtime. We diagnosed also low progesterone at peak plus 7. It was without measurement of progesterone levels, diagnosed based on tail end brown at black bleeding on the Crichton chart. Treatment, progesterone 200 milligrams, vaginal tablets. After the second part of treatment, sperm analysis was much higher. It was 14 million sperm, the motility 19%, morphology 17-fold higher. Culture was negative. In the second observed cycle, it was natural conception, pregnancy test, ultrasound, gestational sac, fetal heart rate, progesterone at the six weeks, it was normal, estimated delivery date, and we got this very short chart with this nice scan. The next ultrasound scan at 21st week of pregnancy, no abnormalities detected, and we now progesterone levels and progesterone supplementation. The next case, it's woman age 36, man 44, infertility for 9 years. It was diagnosis endometriosis. Laparoscopy was done twice, 2006 and 2009. Multiple adhesions, severe endometriosis, and also polycystic ovary syndrome. And during this laparoscopies were performed also electrocauterization of ovaries, both. Earlier clinical interventions were IUI 10 times. Advised IVF. This couple didn't want to do the IVF. It was about chart at admission. And what we can see, it was from August 2009. Multiple food intolerance. We did this test with including dairy products, poultry egg, gliadin, wheat, rye. We suspected candidiasis of the alimentary tract, and we performed exclusion diet, antifungal treatment with fluconazole for 3 weeks, and also it was functional hyperprolactinemia, and the same treatment as a previous couple. It was extremely limited mucus. Mucus cycle score 3-4, normal, as many of you know, is above 9. Low progesterone at peak plus 7. The treatment was letrozole, 5 milligrams, 2 tablets on the second day of cycle, and HCG injections, days peak plus 3, peak plus 5, peak plus 7, and bromocreptine also, vitamin B6, guaifenesin, ambroxol, amoxicillin as mucus enhancers, and we were planning near contact laparoscopy because of this diagnosis of endometriosis. We got the chart after medication. Mucus score improved significantly, 8, 11. Estradiol and progesterone at peak plus 7 normal. And treatment was continued, waiting for surgery. And finally, natural conception in the 14th observed cycle after 11 months of treatment. We know that it's common that doctors finish the stimulation after 3 months, 6 months, and I can see many, many, many times that it's necessary to prolong this therapy, even in such a long time. Pregnancy test, ultrasound confirms presence of single embryo. Gestational sac was for 6 weeks, but I saw also the second gestational sac, and it was a spotting after 4 weeks after last menstrual period, and progesterone at 6 weeks of pregnancy was very high, elevated as a twin pregnancy. But in 10th week scan, it was only single gestational sac and progesterone of 155. And these are levels of progesterone of this pregnancy, this couple. And the next, age of wife 39, age of husband 45. Efforts to conceive 14 years. Diagnosis was primary infertility. It was done laparoscopy in 2000. Adhesions, fallopian tubes occlude, as they did hysterosalpingography in 2006. She also had toxoplasmosis FSH, as you see above 15. It was a severe male factor. This man had Hashimoto thyroiditis, from 1997. The sperm analysis was 9 million count, but only 2% motility. Morphology, it was too small to find morphology. IUI threefold, and IVF in 2005. They came to us in July 2009, and our diagnosis was for husband, multiple food intolerance, including dairy milk, egg, wheat, candidiasis, exclusion diets, antifungal treatment, and then sperm supplements as above, and for Hashimoto thyroiditis, it was levothyroxine and selenium. And diagnosis for the wife, she had a cyst on left ovary, FSH 13, also functional hyperprolactinemia, limited mucus, low progesterone at peak plus 7, and treatment with bromocriptine, Femara, progesterone, vitamin B6. The control sperm analysis after this medication for men was unbelievable. It was 68 million of sperm, motility, 62% morphology. And natural conception, the ninth cycle we observed. Scan, progesterone, due date, and the baby girl born in October by cesarean section. The child was limited. They came to me for 500 kilometers, and it was limited. But the child, it was also the progesterone during that pregnancy. Not all the times. Couple number four. Age of wife 29, husband 31. They had been trying to conceive for 2 years. Earlier, 3 years of use of contraceptives as treatment for ovarian cyst, recurrent ovarian cyst, and primary idiopathic infertility. And our diagnosis from December in 2009, we suspect endometriosis, this cyst on left ovary, multiple food intolerance, including similar as above, exclusion diet, antifungal treatment, and also the high level of antithyroid antibodies, the Hashimoto thyroiditis, and TSH was elevated, and the treatment with levothyroxine, selenium, vitamin B3, niacin, functional hyperprolactinemia, treatment with bromocriptine. For limited mucus, B6 and ambroxol. For low progesterone at peak plus 7, micronized progesterone. And it was for our chart. There was performed near contact laparoscopy in there were found superficial lesions of endometriosis in the cul-de-sac and both ovaries, a cyst of left ovary, adhesions, cyst removed, excisions, and after that procedure it was improvement in mucus sacus score, treatment continued, and in the third cycle, natural conception, the levels of progesterone. Last week, she was hospitalized because of vaginal bleeding. It was a treatment with drogesterone and progesterone, drotaverin, but now she is sent home, monitoring continued. It was interesting for me, tremendous couple. A woman when she was 2 years of age, had a severe astrocytoma of vermis and extirpatio tumoris in the cerebellum. And the diagnosis on commencement was primary infertility. She had and PCO. But her BMI index was low. She had the laparoscopy in 2010 with electrocauterization, fallopian tubes patent, and she had multiple ovarian stimulation with clomiphene, letrozole, gonadotropins, but no ovulation at all. And even for me, it was a big question mark if I can help in this. But we started with letrozole 10 milligrams, then 15. I gave her metformin for three folds a day, 500 milligrams, prednisone, diabetic diet. I found also the bilateral discharge from nipples, and it was hyperprolactinemia, not only functional, but also this fasting prolactin was high. The treatment with high dose of bromocriptine later reduced, limited mucus. We administered also progesterone at diet supplements, vitamin D3 and omega-3. And in the third stimulated cycle, it was natural conception. The suboptimal follicle, but HCG test was okay. The last couple is with and the last is with extrauterine gravidity. And what we found, it was low progesterone. The treatment with clomiphene and also food intolerance, also hyperprolactinemia. And after clear improvement, treatment continued, and we get the fine scan. And now it's 26 week of gestations. Thank you very much.